here is an uncomfortable truth that too many students around the country know too well. If you are a young woman and you attend college in America, you are more likely to be sexually assaulted than a young woman in America who doesn't go to college. Just think about that. It doesn't matter where you go to school. It doesn't matter if your campus is big or small, urban, rural, private, or public. If you are a young woman and you attend college in America, the odds jump that you will be sexually assaulted at school, probably by somebody you know, from your class, your dorm, from a party, or a sports team. Our students deserve better than this. The price of college education should not include a 1 in 5 chance of being sexually assaulted. Today, we're announcing our solution to America's epidemic of campus sexual assault, the Campus Accountability and Safety Act. It's a bipartisan bill that will finally force colleges and universities across the country to face this problem head on, and with the goal of making campuses safe for America's students, an actual reality and not an empty promise. For a campus sexual assault survivor like Anna, under the current system, the only way to be heard and taken seriously after her assault was to relive the most humiliating moments to her life to a reporter so that the whole world could read her darkest moments on the front page of the New York Times. In each of the thousands of other campus sexual assault survivors really expected to do the same, starting today, we are lifting the burden of solving this problem off the survivors' shoulders and placing it firmly on our colleges and universities. None of these women deserve to deal with a university that's afraid of bringing attention to these crimes because application numbers might go down. Under the current system, colleges lack incentives to investigate or publicize violent sexual crimes that occur on their campuses. With this bill, we're going to flip the incentives. Currently, an accurate reporting makes a school an outlier because no school wants to be alone in admitting to having such a serious problem. With this bill, underreporting will have stiff fines with real teeth. With this bill, students will have a place to receive the confidential counseling they deserve. Survivors will work with advisors who have proper training, and high school kids across the country will have new criterion to consider as they sit down with their families to decide where to go to school. Not just great majors or extracurricular activities or a sports team, but how often do sexual assaults happen on campus, and what does the school do about it?